May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord, our rock and redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. When Father TJ first asked me if I would preach on Maundy Thursday, I contemplated saying no. What more could I possibly add to the gospel on Jesus washing the disciples' feet? And also, wow, Holy Week, far too important of a week for me. It is an important week, a holy week, and our gospel for today is so important that John included its telling, skipping right over the institution of the Lord's Supper, the breaking of the bread, and the passing of the wine. The Eucharist we celebrate every Sunday of the year is not explicitly talked about in John's gospel, but the story of the washing of the disciples' feet is. In a little bit, you will be invited to come forward to have your feet washed and to share in this story with one another. You'll be able to bend down and have others bend down in front of you and wash your feet. But before we do that, I want to invite you to take a moment. Imagine you were there that day. Go back in time with me. You can close your eyes if it helps you to picture yourself there. You are sitting at a table covered with food. The disciples are seated all around the table. Judas is on your left, and Simon Peter on your right. Jesus is across the table. You and the disciples are eating and talking. Suddenly, Jesus stands up, removes his outer robe, and wraps a towel around his waist. As you sit there, Jesus bends down at your feet. He slowly takes off your shoes, places one foot into a basin of water and gently washes it. Lifting it up, he towels your foot dry. He then picks up your other foot, places it gently in the water, washes it slowly, drying it off with the towel around his waist. He gets up and moves on. Now I wonder, how does it feel to imagine Jesus bending down before you, looking at you? I wonder how it feels having Jesus gently wash your feet. You can open your eyes now and return to this place, but I hope you will continue to carry whatever feelings that might have arose for you with you. For me, imagining myself having my feet gently washed by Jesus on his final days invoked feelings of being seen, valued, and loved. Love is what Jesus is imparting to his disciples. In fact, the word love appears 31 times in John's gospel between chapters 13 and 17, the chapters that tell of Jesus' final days. Jesus is demonstrating for his disciples his love for them and how they are to carry on his ministry of love after he is crucified. After washing their feet, Jesus tells his disciples, "For I have set you an example that you also should do as I have done to you." Jesus' act of washing the disciples' feet is deliberate. He is making a point to them. Through this act of humility and selfless service, he is imparting a lesson upon them of how his disciples are to love others after he is gone. Every morning when I arrive at my office, two women are seated outside on the round concrete base that holds the traffic light in front of my building, surrounded by all of their belongings. The women, a mother and daughter, daily make a trek from the RTA bus stop up the street to the traffic light where they sit and wait until the library next door opens up, where they spend their day. The daughter moves all of their belongings in suitcases and grocery bags from the RTA stop to the traffic light and to the library and back again. Every so often, the neighborhood page on social media erupts with a conversation about the women. It usually starts with a poster questioning their presence and who is going to help them. This typically results in a flurry of comments about their existence in our neighborhood. These comments vary from suggestions of shelters they can be referred to, finger pointing as to whose responsibility it is to take care of them, to outright hateful comments about arresting them for sitting in front of a building with all of their belongings. There are also fear-based comments about children witnessing them, and even comments about the possibility of diseases spreading. Eventually, either the comments go too far and one of the page administrators deletes the whole thread, or people simply stop commenting and the post just fades into the social media algorithm abyss. As for the women, Miss June and T, their lives continue on unchanged. They make the same trek from the bus stop to the traffic post and to the library, whether social media is talking about them or not. They make the same trek in the blustery winter cold and the hot summer sunshine. I'm not sure how Miss June and T would feel about having their feet washed by someone. I do know that Miss June's favorite cake is the one in the Heinen's bakery section covered in pecans. She is always ready to greet me with a warm smile and a good morning. I've often seen her reading a well-worn Bible with many verses underlined. T is quieter with strangers. She's usually busy moving their belongings up the street, suitcase by suitcase and bag by bag. She does welcome a helping hand once in a while with moving their suitcases into their spot in the library. There are thousands of people in our community who are unhoused, living lives on street corners, in shelters, or some combination. It is tempting to want to know how to fix this. But Jesus, in his final days, calls his disciples, us included, into a ministry of love. A love that is humble and selfless. A love that calls us to be willing to bend down at someone's feet, to see them, to value them, and to love them. It is not love that requires us to have all the answers or know how to fix everything. Nor is it a love that diminishes the value of someone to a problem to be solved or moved out of sight. It is a love willing to bend down humbly and wash the dirt off of someone's feet. A love that does not care about job titles, incomes, or other measures our society places value on. A love humbly given to all willing to receive it. A love for us to freely share. Jesus, in his final days, through this selfless act of service, institutes an old commandment anew. He shows his love for his disciples and us through the humble act of washing their feet and calls us all into this new commandment, saying that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. Let us share in that love with one another and all whom we encounter. Amen.